Do you have questions about your health? Do you need to find out what's keeping you from feeling your absolute best? If so, your intuition has guided you to the right place. I am Dr. Charlize, and welcome to the Art of Healing podcast community. In this podcast, we explore all topics in health and wellness, from Reiki to functional medicine, energy medicine, chakras, and meditation. Join me every week for fresh new episodes that highlight healers, various healing modalities, and use this as your opportunity to find what healing works best for you. If you want to learn more about me, simply Google at Dr. Charlize. Enjoy. Thank you so much for joining me for another Art of Healing podcast. This is Charlize. For today's episode, I have not just one, but two amazing guests. I am being joined today by the owner of Natural Native Wellness, Bailey Bruce, who has just opened her brand new beautiful space, who is launching all kinds of new and amazing programs from her space, who's going to share some of her wisdom with us as far as men's health and men healing. I am also joined by another amazing Reiki master and psychologist, Brandy Gibson. If you've listened to any of our podcasts before, we've all done some podcasts together, but all three of us are going to sit down and we are going to talk about coming home, what it means to come home. And for this talk, we're really going to be focusing on our male gendered listeners and sort of answering a call in a discussion of what's been missing for those individuals. Bailey, Brandy, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, ladies. So the three of us have been talking about this thing of coming home. And of course, we all have the one thing in common, Reiki. And of course, we're all yoga practitioners. But would one of you like to discuss what you've noticed as far as, we'll start with yoga. In the world of yoga, the invitation we've had to female gendered as compared to male gendered individuals and what we think is missing.
So, Charlize, this is Brandy. I guess I'm going to kind of take this. I think what I've noticed is just kind of lack mechanisms. It's been a few, but it me that I kind of get the feeling that maybe many of them have mentioned before that it still kind of seems to be dominated by more of a female gender classroom setting, and that many times some of them feel a little out of sorts. Maybe this isn't their forte. So, you know, and I hear a lot of men mention to me, you know, that I'm not flexible enough, which is really the point behind yoga, right, is to get more flexible. And maybe sometimes men kind of focus on more of a strength-based workout, whereas they feel that maybe yoga isn't that strength-based yoga or that workout, even though yoga really can be strength-based and determination, most certainly building endurance as well too. So one of the things I kind of think maybe is missing is just this focus on what men need in yoga because of maybe tight hamstrings or more narrow hips or maybe low back issues. And not that women can't have those same issues, but men tend to, in my practice, seem to have a little bit more of a tightness in that area. And then maybe it's kind of exacerbated by maybe their feelings of not being adequate or good enough in this field of yoga and this practice of yoga. It's kind of what I've noticed.
So, Bailey, that's an interesting topic because Brandy said a lot of the men will say they don't feel flexible enough. And so I think the three of us would agree, of course, yoga is a form of energy medicine. And, you know, when we do yoga, we do asana, is to help that prana flow. Bailey, what do you think about that feeling of male gendered individuals not feeling flexible, especially like an energetic level? How do you interpret that?
Yeah, so I'll try not to go too much off on a tangent here. But
Girl, go on tangents. We love tangents on the Art of Healing podcast. It's all tangents.
Yes. Has programmed men have to be strong, they have to do all these things to prove their masculinity, when, you know, things like yoga, as far as slowing down, being still, being in tune with your body, breathing, meditating, that can come off as something that is more of the lines of a yin, more of a feminine type of practice. And therefore men, I think, naturally tend to view it as something that is weak or whatever it may be, just based on what we've been conditioned to believe in society. So when I think of men tapping into, you know, just whether it's the flexibility or connecting to that life force, you know, energy, the energetics that are available through these practices, I think it really does kind of create this holistic thing for men to just realize that this stuff that we're offering, these types of modalities and practices, it's nothing that is weak, but only it actually enhances your life. It makes you stronger. It helps you to no longer feel as though you have to repress your emotions, but there's community, there's support, there's other outlets available. And that in turn actually just generates more life force energy. It naturally supports you in being not only physically flexible, but more flexible in life as a metaphor. And so, I don't know, I just see that there's many aspects to it, but that's my goal in offering this type of, you know, course, is to let men know that this is available for them and there's nothing to shy away from, but know that it's something that they should actually lean into and that there's many benefits, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
So, you know, I treat both male and female gendered in my medical practice, and I definitely notice this trend of male gendered individuals, I don't want to say it, sort of being out of touch or, you know, not having that vulnerability. So, and both of you said something, it's like the lack of flexibility, not wanting to be vulnerable. So, Brandy, what do you think, how does this show up in men and male gendered individuals' lives as far as not being in touch with the inner world, not feeling flexible, afraid to be vulnerable? How, in your experience, how does that show up?
Well, you know, Shelley, something that's a great question. I think Bailey really nailed it on the head too when she said, you know, I think it's society has kind of programmed them to think that way. They maybe aren't given the chance to express things in a more relaxed or gentle way. And maybe society has pressed upon them that they must act a certain way and look a certain way and be a certain way. And I think that, you know, they take this message with them in all areas of their lives, and not just in a physical setting, but also mentally and spiritually, just like Bailey had just mentioned a minute ago. I mean, I think she said it perfectly, that it's just something that's been ingrained in them upon, you know, society said that they must be this way, and that's not true. And so learning to kind of let go and lean in, like she said, and being able to discover new ways of expressing themselves and do things differently, I think that's just so important. And that's where this practice of yoga can really help them expand their horizons and kind of retrain the brain, if you will.
So I should probably, and I didn't really ask you guys ahead of time this question, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there for the listeners. Why would three women want to present the topic of men's health, approach mind, body, and wellness for men? So, and honestly, I probably should just ask this. How do we know that this won't make men feel less attractive or less desirable by potential mates by leaning into this vulnerability or emotional flexibility? Like, basically, guys, like, I'm a guy. I don't want to not look strong. I'm trying to get a date here. Help me out, ladies. Help me out.
Right. I think, too, like, in some regards, you know, I think of the same thing, like men trying to tell us what we can and cannot do with our bodies. But I think in this instance, you know, we're coming at this as educators, as ways to lean into more of that vulnerability, that softening. And because women, we are, I say that we're so great, but, you know, we, in regards to like our emotions, right? Like we're very just naturally and intuitive and in touch with our emotions, and men have those same gifts too. So I think, you know, you kind of would want to go towards the experts in that area. And so not that we're experts in men's health per se, because we don't have male bodies, and we don't have the male experience, but we can definitely assist them in the ways of balancing or kind of getting out of some of those toxic masculinity type of just mindsets and beliefs and things like that, which I think would ultimately shift the way that the world is, because I think so much of it is still held in more of just masculine type of just systems and nature. So I think it's all about returning to balance. That's where I see all of this coming. And I think the men who can relate, the men that would want to be a part of this, understand this, and we rise up together, and that this isn't about one gender over the other. It's about support and finding balance in each other, in ourselves, and in the world. And so I would hope that men would just want to feel that support from us and to know that we are an ally, and we're there to just give our expertise and how to tap into more of that intuitive self, into feeling our emotions that are meant to be felt, and tuning into the body's wisdom and how that can really benefit them. And in return, you know, learning skills that they have that they can bring to the table for us to learn as well. So I think it's about balance.
Brandy, I know that a lot of your work and a lot of your practice is focused on acknowledging of the past, especially with trauma-based training. And I know you and I've discussed that quite a bit. Can you speak to what it would take to create a safe space for the male gendered audience, and what that means to you and to us to create that safe space for them to explore themselves on a deeper level?
Sure. Well, I would like to say that maybe creating a safe place is allowing that person to feel and be vulnerable, but also know that it's okay to feel that vulnerability. I think that, again, going back to society, teaching our males that it's not safe or it's not okay to feel, when it truly is. And like Bailey was saying, finding that balance that's good for all of us. I think that creating that safe place is allowing them to explore and knowing that certain things may come up, and that's okay, just to breathe and let it flow through. I think with trauma, we have to recognize or maybe practice some patience, because everybody is going to experience trauma very differently. What may be traumatic for me may not be traumatic for the next person, and vice versa. And so just giving them maybe even a vocabulary to put to what they're feeling, because I think many times they don't have that vocabulary, but they need that safe place or that safe person to explore that, and letting them know that they're just not alone. I think that's really big as well too, because I think that many times prevents someone to speak up if they feel so alone and isolated, as if no one's ever experienced anything like this before. They're not going to really tell a person what they're experiencing. So, you know, little things can be really important, such as a kind word, obviously a safe place for them to sit and talk, or maybe even just that just a neutral touch, just to let them know that everything is okay, and giving them that permission to make decisions for themselves. Really, I think with trauma, we fail to remember that we have decisions that we can really make for ourselves. We don't need to just go with what everybody else said, because sometimes that's not right for us, and especially if we've experienced that trauma. So I think giving them that safe place of recognizing that it's okay, finding someone who's had a similar experience so that they know that they're not so alone and isolated. I think those are two really big points right there for the trauma.
So coming home, the three of us have come together and decided, you know, the time has come. We needed to create or offer something. And the three of us decided on the Coming Home project. So why don't we let the listeners know what's going to be happening real soon, what's going to be happening with the live course, and then how we can possibly offer something to them later. Would one of you like to discuss the Coming Home program?
If Brandy wants to go over kind of like her outline, that as far as what she's going to offer, and then I'll follow up with where they can register.
Absolutely. Brandy, what's going to be the Coming Home program, and what are we offering, especially with your part, the major part, with the yoga courses?
So with the Coming Home, I think we're just going to look at finding that safe place, like we've kind of mentioned, for someone to express themselves. And so we're going to be looking at a lot of different breath exercises that will help, maybe relieving some anxiety, some depression. We're going to be looking at some certain yoga poses or postures, asanas, like you mentioned earlier, that will help with relief and leaning into again. So the outline is really kind of something that we're going to play with a little bit, but we're looking at ways, again, that can bring some emotional relief to the individual and help them feel stronger emotionally and spiritually, but also physically, and giving them some sort of tools and outlet for them so that they may feel as if they really can come home, back to their bodies. You know, many times we're walking around kind of in a daze. For many of us, maybe our head is kind of separated from our body, and not physically separated, but emotionally and spiritually separated. And so we're always constantly living up inside of our head, and we've got all these thoughts that are just going 100 miles an hour. We don't even recognize that maybe we've just walked into the table and banged our knee, right? Because we're not paying attention to where our physical body is actually located. And so I think that the course itself is going to help bring more awareness as to what we are actually physically going through, but also emotionally and spiritually going through. And so the postures and the breath exercises and the yoga flow itself is going to help bring more awareness to that individual so that they can make maybe some more sound decisions in the future in regards to their healthcare or regards to their emotional and mental support and well-being, that sort of thing. So yeah, this will be a 4-week course that, you know, Bailey can go into more detail too about to register and how to do this, but we're going to look at for the next 4 Mondays, you know, things that we can do. And then also looking at individual exercises they can do on their own, not just in a class full of other people, and having people and that emotional support by people who maybe have been through some tough times that can help them up and help them making the right decision for them.
So, Baby, can you share with us how individuals can learn and take this course if they're wanting to participate?
Absolutely. So this course will be 4 weeks long. And so there's going to be one class on Mondays, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it begins on July 12th. So registration actually opens tomorrow, and you can find that on naturalnativewellness.com under the shop tab. There you'll find the Coming Home series, and so you can purchase and sign up and register directly through that site there. And so we have an early bird special going on. So you can view pricing and everything there on the site. But yeah, it'll be 4 weeks. And what's cool about this too is there's an option, first come, first serve. There'll be 6 spaces available for participants who actually want to come and do the classes in person. Otherwise, you can also participate virtually as well. And then I believe that there's going to be an ebook that is going to go along with it, some meditations, just more information, and, you know, just some other things as well, a little kind of aptitude quiz that you all are putting together as medical professionals, so they can, you know, see kind of where they're at mentally, physically, emotionally, in regards to just that health and wellness there. But yeah, and then the classes that are held are going to be located in Bethany, Oklahoma, in the downtown historic area. And so you can find the location of those classes on the site as well. But yeah, registration opens tomorrow and classes begin Monday, July 12th.
Perfect. So for the listeners, we understand that time and space and all of this is flexible. So just as a summary, so y'all understand, the live course is going to be starting July 12th. And of course, we do have a Facebook page, which is the Coming Home page. And I'll put that in the show notes so you can find it. And because we understand that, you know, folks are busy, things are changing. We'll also have this content ready through Healing Arts Health and Wellness. And what I'll ask is that you sign up for my newsletter if you'd like to do this course sometime later at a time that's best for you. So as we come to the end of this gathering, would you all mind sharing just maybe personally what it means for you to come home? Just you as a person. Brandy, would you like to share what it means for you to come home?
Sure. So coming home is just finding that base point, I think, for me, where I feel most myself and relaxed and content, feeling the most really spiritually connected with my higher power as well, too. And so coming home just means, you know, just finding that safe spot for me that brings me the most relaxation and satisfaction and happiness and joy.
Baby, what does it mean for you to come home?
Oh, man, Brandy just pretty much nailed it. But I pretty much feel the same way. It's just feeling connected or embodied in this life experience and just feeling kind of at balance, whether that's with my boundaries, whether that's, you know, my desires and manifesting those desires into reality, having that connection again with my higher authority, my relationships, just feeling, you know, balanced in that way, good communication, and just able to just live my life in my most authentic expression, that I'm not able to lose myself or my identity or whatever it may be, but feeling as though I'm truly home in my body, my mind, my spirit, and I'm able to live this life in just my most truthful, authentic way possible.
I would say for myself, as I'm listening to you talk, and I think about my experiences from, you know, what's led me to this point, and having spent, you know, many years in the practice of medicine and the training of medicine, you know, I used to always, you know, feel that the domination of male forces, and that's how I would register it, because of course I'm in a primarily male-dominated field. But as I get the blessing of connecting and learning, especially from, you know, magical ladies like you, I'm realizing this whole process of coming home, that as we model that ourselves, that we model being centered, we model how we can interact with external energies, but then how to interact with our internal energy and connecting with our higher self, our inner self. That seems to be the piece that I think we're wanting to model for our male gendered listeners, our male gendered followers. And clearly the time is now. So many reasons why, but I do think we've reached a point where we have to open the table, have the conversation, and understand that, you know, I know so many popular images of yoga show women. I know so many popular images of meditation primarily focus on female gendered, but hopefully we can start to shift that and sort of neutralize that gender power and understand that these are human activities that we need, that as a human being, we need to be on our inner navigation and come home to ourselves. So.
Absolutely. I love that.
Any final parting words from you two ladies?
I have one more thing I want to say. Father's Day is next weekend. So I think this would be also a wonderful gift for just the man in your life. If you, you know, want to get him that gift for Father's Day, I think this would be a great addition in just supporting him and his wellness, his well-being mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So just putting that little sprinkle out there.
All right. Well, listeners, thank you so much for joining us during this meeting of the minds and learning about the Coming Home program. If you are a listener and you feel so moved, definitely leave a review on wherever you're listening. We very much appreciate that. Please check the show notes for all those important details on the Coming Home program. As always, this is Charlize. Thank you so much for joining me on the Art of Healing podcast. And until next week, bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining during this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. Also, you can check your show notes to find out how to get a copy of this and future episodes emailed directly to your inbox, available to listen to anytime. Finally, if you have questions or wish to connect to me, check your show notes to find out how we can get connected and find out how I can be of service to you.